Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Are we ready? Oh, what kind of a stupid freaking question?
Thumbs
is
up.
That?
Thumbs up.
Well, once again, we're without. It's three fat guys and sometimes four again.
Yeah. We're down one. We're down a man.
That's all right.
We couldn't have moved it back more for him either.
No. Didn't we move it back
we
for him?
We did move it back.
Yeah, well, we moved it back 24 hours. Then we moved it to from 5 to 6. It's seven. It's almost 7:30 at night.
Yeah, what the hell?
You know why I couldn't do it yesterday?
No, why?
I was at a Bills game.
You went to the game?
I did.
Oh, that's cool.
How was that? Enjoyable?
No, that was torture.
It was hot.
The torture was it was so freaking hot. We were. I mean, I don't rarely sweat that bad, but I could feel like the beads of sweat dripping down my...
It's been a brutal summer.
You should have quit at halftime.
We did. I was with my friend Kevin, one of our man weekend guys, and we went. We had to get water because they were wheeling people out of there left and right.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, never seen so many people getting wheeled out. And I said, Kevin, we got to go get some water. So we go... Usually it's just out like in the hallway or whatever the hell. But they got this building behind one of the end zones now it sells all kinds of food, but it's a big building. You can go inside.
Right.
And they were cranking a little. You could feel a little bit of AC, not a ton, but you could feel it. And there was TVs everywhere. So we said, let's just stay here. And when the Chargers score again, because the Bills were getting killed, we'll just go. And then they freaking couldn't score, and the Bills made it look like it was halfway decent. So we stayed there almost right to the end. But it was bad. I sat through some blizzards up there, and I'd rather do that than sit in that heat.
This has been a terrible hot summer. I can't stand it.
Yep.
I'm fatigued to the point where I just am miserable from it.
How's your sciatica?
It's feeling better. It's coming along.
Better. So that's not good. I mean, it's been a while.
Did you know that he ruined one of my vacation days because of his little baby sciatica? I had to cart him around to the doctor it was over a half a day I had to cart him around.
Huh?
That was wonderful.
Were you feeling bad that day too?
Oh, yeah. That was
really bad?
That was bad.
The only thing I enjoyed about it is when he would climb into the truck, the grimace on his face. That's the only thing that made it worth it.
What did they do? Just give you medicine and said,
that's all
we can
do
about it? For the pain?
Yeah. They give you
muscle
relaxers.
Yeah,
and
yeah. Well, where the hell's Ryan?
Well, based on where he was when he texted us, he should be here about 5 minutes before the show ends.
Perfect. Well, we got any topics?
Hold on. Ryan, can you give us a Twitter poll update?
I don't think he's even done a Twitter poll lately.
I don't know.
We had a whole discussion in last episode about it.
He didn't do it, though.
No, he didn't.
He never did that moon one.
He didn't do the moon or the candy bar?
No, or the candy bar. We're falling apart.
He did the candy bar one.
That's it. I'm docking him.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did the candy bar one.
I'm docking his check.
He didn't do the moon one.
That's two less tidbits for him.
You know what? I don't know what's going on. Our listeners are getting tired over the summer, but for some reason, over in England, they're loving us right now.
Well, because they don't get summer.
Hey, that's right.
It never gets nice there.
We should, you know what we should do?
Our listenership was going up there.
We should be pumping this, like over the summer when we have the lull over here, we should be pumping this into Australia. Because
yeah.
It's winter in Australia right now. They're coming out of it.
Yeah. Well, I will say our Canadian listenership went up too.
Dang. It's you know what that was? Toronto, baby. Toronto.
I'll take credit for the UK.
Why are we not pumping?
How are you getting credit for the UK?
That was my take on the Royals. Probably they heard that and were like, yeah, I'm on board.
Oh, by the way, did I mention too? I'm back on with the crown.
So you're you're pro Royals.
Could he get any more stupid?
Yeah, I'm not pro Royals. I like the crown. The show is good.
Last week he told us how much he hated it.
It was 2 days. He told us how much he loved it. 2 days later he told us how much he hated it.
Yeah, it came back. It's back. But here's the deal. I was shocked because Megan and I, my wife, we finished up the season two. Two seasons of it. So we're looking at, I Google it to see when season three come out. All new actors.
Yeah, because they're getting older.
Yeah, because it's like a time period thing.
Oh, so
they have to get
ahead.
Older actors to play the characters. But I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm going to like that much.
Yeah, it's all like a whole new show then.
I was liking the Queen. I don't know who she's in a new movie coming out. I can't.
Is it Wonder
Where's
Woman?
Where's Ryan? Where's Ryan?
The new movie,
that's the only
Wonder
thing
Woman?
He's good for.
I know. He would be able to tell me what the movie is.
Unbelievable.
It's a new movie.
Jeez.
Can you be any louder with that thing?
I'm sorry. I got to stay hydrated in here. It's a million degrees.
I want to think what that movie was. I can't think of it.
I wish you could think of it, too. Makes this podcast better.
It's great TV.
I'm going to Google. You guys talk.
You're going to do Ryan's job?
I'm not sure if I remember what her name is, though.
I don't know. I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
And you'll get her name.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but this takes too much time. I mean,
it takes 2 seconds.
The Crown cast. All right, hold on.
Oh, that's their...
Claire Foy. Anybody?
No. Never heard of her.
No.
Well, I've seen the show.
Never seen it.
Claire Foy. What movie is she in? How do I find out what her next movie is?
Type in Claire Foy.
I got her. I already got her, but it's not pumping.
New movie.
Welcome to How to Internet for Dummies.
Oh, my goodness.
Do we have anything to talk about on the show?
Yeah, do we have a...
I thought we might, but apparently if we can't figure out how to Google, we might be in trouble.
The girl in the spider's web? I don't know what that is. That wasn't the movie I was thinking.
We lost one millennial and we were in trouble.
I'm so tired right now.
We've been on air for 8 minutes. We've spent most of that either talking about aches and pains... Talking about doctor's appointments.
Or the bills.
The bills, complaining how hot it is, and then not knowing how
this
to
This is really a sucky episode.
It's basically just a nursing home episode.
Should we talk?
This is really a sucky episode?
Yes.
Come on. They're all sucky.
No, this one's a... This, we're all coming right, back.
I got one for you.
We got
a topic. Is this a speed round? What is this?
This is a speed round.
Oh, I win these.
Would you rather it have to be always night or always daytime?
Always daytime.
I'm going always night.
That's stupid. You're dumb.
Why is that stupid?
It's hot in the daytime.
Yeah, Roach's got a point, but...
Nighttime is...
What do you do outside? You can't do anything outside. You can't see anything.
You can turn lights on.
You got to mow your lawn.
No, you don't. There's no sun.
What do you mean there's no sun?
It's dark all the time.
Wait a minute. Because you live in dark, not light.
It's the question is if it's dark all the time or sun all the time.
24 hours a day, dark. How
always
are we going to eat?
Night or
how are
day.
We going to eat, idiot?
Well, shipping that in from the light side.
It's always dark or it's always light.
You're stupid.
Well, he's not going by whether you would. Well, obviously, if the Earth was always dark, totally, we'd cease to. Everybody would be dead.
If it's always dark, you're living in a pretty crappy world there. Well, good call, stupid.
Well, if it's always sun, it'll be 1,000 degrees.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because the sun never goes down.
So during the wintertime, there's no sun here?
Very little. It's.
What do you mean? There's sun. We get sunny days. It doesn't.
Do you have any idea
like
how hot it would be in the
degrees?
Summertime if the sun never went down?
I think once again, it's a terrible question by the producer.
I don't think they're talking about realistically, as far as food and everything. I think they're just talking: would you rather have it daylight all the time or dark all the time?
I'd rather have it daylight all the time.
I'd rather have it dark.
See, I think the thing with daylight is that you can't. then all of a sudden, like, when you want to sleep, it's tough to sleep sometimes when it's bright out.
You can't darken a room up?
I'm just saying, I think it's easier to turn headlights on. You got flashlights.
Spotlights. No, you're constantly in the dark. You're outside. It's constantly.
There's nothing there in the dark that's not there in the light.
And ugh. I want to be able to see once in a while.
See what?
The world.
How about Roach came out with something his parents told him when he was scared as a little boy?
Anything that's there in the dark was there in the day.
That's true.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah,
there's lots of good reasons.
That was a good one.
People don't have picnics. Great, I don't have to go to that.
I mean, how gross do you want to get?
Go, we need ratings.
Would you rather have diarrhea every day for the next 3 months or be constipated every day for the next 3 months?
Didn't we do this one?
No.
We did something with diarrhea, though.
We do a lot of stuff with diarrhea.
Well, we did a whole episode of people pooping in grocery stores.
Okay.
That was a good episode.
Yeah, people loved
that
it.
Was a classic.
I'm going diarrhea. I don't want to be constipated for 3 months.
I would go diarrhea, too. To
you'd
be
act like
with
you'd
you.
Act like Jeff all
three
the time.
3 months, though, your ass would hurt after a while.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it would be burning.
Oh, you'd be raw.
Oh.
You'd be you butt would. Raw.
But if you just, like, took a handful of Vaseline and shoved it up in there afterwards.
You'd have to Vaseline
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but you wouldn't feel so
oh,
bad.
I've never had a Vaseline anything.
You have. If you're
do have diarrhea every day, you're going to need some lube in there.
3 months.
You're going to need some skin protection.
Three months?
Every day for three months.
3 months. Every day for 3 months. That's only once a day.
What's he saying?
Once a day.
Yeah, you're saying once a, every
so you
day.
You only take
every
a dump.
Day. Every day.
Every day.
No still. One's ever had diarrhea once a day.
You don't just go once and you're done for the day.
I still go on diarrhea. I don't want to be constipated.
Yeah. But every time you eat, basically, which that's a lot.
Oh, yeah. His cheeks would really be
raw. Oh, they'd be. He,
oh,
you know,
my
be,
God.
Can it be wintertime?
We thought he walked funny with his sciatica. What if he had raw butt?
Oh, he would be hurting.
Well, what? You want to be constipated?
No, I
know.
I want the diarrhea, too, but I'm just saying.
You
it
know
would
what you'll
hurt.
Need? He'll need that extra arm to get the Vaseline up that crack.
That's a full-time job.
Can you imagine? He'll be asking his wife if she'll put it on there for him.
Not if he has his third arm.
Yeah, that would be bad, but constipation, just you feel like crap all the time.
I agree. That's why, at least if you have diarrhea after, there's a break from the feeling bad. And
when
it comes back, but
I got my colonoscopy. You know why I did? Not because I was 50, which is normal.
Not because your brother's an idiot?
Talked about this on the show.
My idiot brother.
Repeat.
I think you should have got a free shot for that.
When I had that, you had to drink the stuff, and it hurt so bad until I puked it all up that I wouldn't want that.
He's baby.
Everything affects everybody
nothing,
differently.
You
there
was
feel,
nothing hard about it.
I don't know. I'm not 50 yet. I'm holding out.
Yeah,
I'm hoping like some breakthrough happens at 49.
Right. I couldn't handle it. It made me sicker than a dog.
I think they're going to need an extra foot of a pipe to get into Roach, aren't they?
How long do you have before that? A couple more years?
4 years.
Maybe
I
we
need a scientific breakthrough.
Maybe we can put
really
that
good.
On YouTube.
Hey, that could be our YouTube
yeah.
first episode.
Oh,
episode,
God, yeah. Yeah, we definitely want people to watch.
Oh, we get some people watching.
That doctor would be pushing in the camera lens, pushing and pushing. Are you there yet, Doc? No, not there yet. push 4 feet in. No, we're not. Oh, there it is. There we are.
And there would be a can of Mountain Dew float by.
Yeah, that would be good. When are we putting the YouTube channel together?
Never.
We got a channel. Can we put an episode on there?
No.
What
are they going to see?
Set the thing up.
They see us. Oh, you say that. I need a little help.
I'm not moving
up.
That. I can't.
That's got to be moved.
Why? Why can't you move it?
My back is screwed up.
We got somebody with a bad back who can't do it. We got somebody with a bad knee that can't do it.
Yep. And one that I just plain refuse to do it.
One
why,
that,
why don't we get Ryan to do it? Ryan?
One that won't be here to do
well,
it.
No, well, on, why don't we on. Take a vote on who should do it?
I like that.
Yeah, I say we. Ryan. I nominate Ryan.
Ryan, I agree.
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor?
Carrie.
Aye.
All opposed?
Carrie, unanimous.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for sitting out there.
Unanimous.
Nice. Yeah. He's a good guy.
He should have just called us, and we'd put him on via the telephone.
It wouldn't sound worse than we have.
That's right.
That wasn't as bad last
time. Last one wasn't as bad. Do we got it right this time?
I don't know. We'll find out when it goes up.
Jesus.
I hope so.
I put this stuff up, and then I just wait for you guys to send me snotty texts complaining about it.
Apparently only the British are listening anyway, and they just like our accents.
Maybe that's what it is. It's amazing that our listenership is going up over there. How is that possible?
That's a great question.
Well, no, wait a minute. It was 5%. What is it, 5%? So we got four listeners over there?
Hey, that's four more than we had.
I don't know four people in England.
Yeah, they're all homegrown.
I don't either.
All right. So,
So you're touting it as a big success? We got four people you don't know
listening?
We don't
have four people in the United States that we don't know.
Well,
that
somebody
are listening.
Is listening.
That is the most amazing thing about this whole somebody stupid listen. Production. That somebody's out there.
You know
there
what's the most amazing
chooses
thing?
Chooses to listen.
No, it's, yes, chooses to listen. It's one thing if they stumble upon it and listen and just are like, you know, let's just hear what this is. It's people that come back and listen to us after that.
Well, yeah, because 95% of them are like, Mom, after 10 seconds, they stop listening.
But they're still...
But you know what a lot of people tell me? More than one person, not a lot of people, obviously, more than one person has told me, it takes 4 or 5 episodes and then you're into it.
Yeah. How do we get them? We had to put out some sort of a...
Listen, you got to push through 4 to 5 hours of crap, but after that, you're in.
You got
to
get the rhythm of the show.
It's okay.
You know, that's what we have. We have a rhythm.
Once they realize that Roach is an idiot... They understand why we're calling them.
Yes,
and they're
more fun. See, you got a good point there, because the first couple episodes, even in my own family, they felt bad for Roach.
Yeah, but
nobody cares anymore. Now they're like,
they know why we do it, because he's an idiot.
Oh, because they like me.
We're coming in with 33 hours of baggage. If you're a new listener jumping in, you don't understand the journey we've been on.
No, it's not 33 it's hours not
33
for me.
Hours. No, it's like 30 I'm years. Just this.
Yeah, yeah.
How many years is it? 25.
No, it's more than 25. For me, 30. It's got to be.
It's got to be 20.
It's got to be pretty close.
27 for me. 28.
Were you pre-Megan?
Oh, yeah.
Dating Megan? That's close. That's 30 years.
I think I was pre-Megan, because I remember when you started dating her.
So it's probably 31 or 32 years.
You're all psyched up because you're going to a Bison game with her and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's before we got married, and I've been married 31 years.
Oh, then it's probably...
I got married... Well, maybe it's right around when we got married.
You were married before I knew you.
But I got married at 22, so that... Oh, yeah, then it's way past... That's like 30... I was probably 27, 28.
When you first met him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it was before that because we had Sawyer at 27. I was 27, and he was around before then, annoying me.
Right.
I know. When did Undiscovered Country come out for Star Trek?
Oh, my God.
We went to the movies to see it, and he came along.
Yeah. Was that the first time you met him?
I met him like one other time. It was the first time we really hung out.
Yeah.
Is this our flashback episode?
And the funniest thing is I remember being in the episode at the part where they blow up the ship then, and Jeff goes, yeah! And I never thinking, he's pretty cool.
that was the only time.
I bet 30 years from now we'll make a podcast.
Both, and I was thinking, man, those two are idiots. Jesus.
What do you got? You got something? All
right, I got a question for you. This one is.
Do we get any real questioners or listener questioners? Really?
Yeah. What happened to the listener questions?
Nobody's emailing us.
This one's coming from Josh.
Oh, he's a big emailer.
Don't know anybody named Josh.
He's a senior executive wholesale account manager.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to.
That sounds made up. Senior executive wholesale.
Actually, no. I left out part that does make it sound made up. He's the former number one senior executive wholesale account manager.
Wow,
that's a lot of qualifications.
It sounds like a general question to me that he just on the internet.
Hey, whatever it takes.
All right, if we hypothetically took all animals and put them in a giant stadium, and they fought it out, which one would win?
All animals.
All animals. One representative sent to the arena.
Oh, hold on now. So it's all, you know, it's not a one-on-one matchup. It's all.
It's a free-for-all melee.
Free-for-all melee.
One representative of every animal.
And only one representative?
I mean, do you want to put all the animals? That's a pretty big stadium.
Only one representative.
Well, the only problem with that is like something like bees or like wolves. Like one wolf isn't going to be. I think if you had a pack of wolves, then all of a sudden you're talking.
Well, that's not the question, though.
It isn't the question.
All right, so one animal, we one representative from each species.
Former number one executive there made
that's
that
true.
We screwed his.
He's a senior executive.
We don't want to screw his question up. We got one animal of everything. One of every species. What are we going with?
I'm leaning towards like...
Now, we're talking not like insects. We're just talking animals.
Just animals.
Well, I think the insects would go out pretty quick.
We can't do... We're not talking mammals, right?
Don't... What?
We're not talking. Are we talking whales and sharks and
what's the whale going to do in the stadium?
Well, that's what I say off. They don't count because we can't count them.
They are a mammal.
Okay.
I think you got to give them like a water zone. There's like a water zone.
Yeah, but then a bear's got to go in the water zone to fight them. That's not fair.
A polar bear would do it.
I think we got to say land animals.
All right. Only land animals.
So nothing that flies? What about like an eagle?
Well, that's land animal.
Eagle ain't beating anybody.
He's just, what's he got to do? Peck you to death?
Well, I think he's just got that height advantage. They got somewhere to go.
If they're fighting tall, he can fly.
Yeah, exactly. If you're fighting a bear, you can fly 10, 20 feet up in the air.
Yeah, but he can't hurt the bear from there.
That fight could go on forever, too, because that eagle's just going to fly. The bear's going to fall asleep eventually.
And that's when it strikes.
It does what?
Pecks
his eyes out, and then, if it pecked his
one
eyes
peck,
out.
One peck, the bear's swatting at
its eye. Is an eagle smart enough to know, if I just peck this bear's eyes out, I got it.
He's got all he's got is a blinded bear.
Well, right then.
I don't think he can get a blinded.
You ever see those
How's
towns?
It
going to
hurt him's head? What, the bear can't feel something on its head?
That's a hell of a beak an eagle has.
Oh, and those talons.
Yeah, it's going to dig right into it.
Wouldn't even come close to a bear. I know the answer. So there's no point going any further.
I got a couple that I would say I think are in the running.
Okay. I want to hear...
I like how these two just make these pronouncements and then wait for us to beg them to talk.
Yeah, please.
Oh, come on. Spread
Mine is going to be probably a rat.
Stupid.
I was expecting a dumb answer, and that surpassed my wildest dreams.
Or mouse? So they're going
to
disease.
Listen to my logic.
Oh, he didn't disappoint.
Locked here's my everybody. Logic. Uh-huh. All right, so the mouse, the melee's going on. First one that goes down, he hides under there. He just he sits there, hides.
That's assuming that the mouse is smart.
Why isn't he smart? He's as smart as any other animal out there.
They're not that smart. I put a trap out. It walks
well,
right
the
in
bear
there
can't
smash.
Worry about the mouse if the freaking tiger's coming at him. Now, can he?
Okay, so he hides under the bear.
He just hides under there and waits it out. Wait for the whole melee to be over. Comes out victorious.
There's going to be somebody left in the whole melee.
They'll be so damaged by the time they'll die before daybreak.
That's a dumb answer.
Dumb.
You're a dummy.
Stupid.
Shut up, bro.
Go ahead.
I'm going with rhino.
A rhino?
Why a rhino?
Because they're very dangerous. They're huge. Nothing's going to bring them down. They're going to stampede some animals.
They're like a tank with a sword strapped to the front.
That's not a bad answer.
Rhino is where it's at.
Yeah, but what you're forgetting is that a lion or some sort of a tiger is just going to jump on that thing's back and maul the crap out of it.
Yeah. I think.
What's the rhino going to do then?
I think Roach is onto something. I think it needs to be something that's like, I almost wonder if toughness is more important than something that's just like a, you know, really strong, but it's not going to fall apart. Like, I think a tiger could be taken down pretty easy.
A tiger?
If you can get a shot on him.
Yeah. I think if you get a beat on that tiger, you're done.
Nobody's going to say a man.
No.
With no weapons?
Yeah.
We might be one of the first 10
out. We outsmart them.
Properly armed, I could do it.
We wait for one of the rhinos to go down, and we crack off their thing.
Yeah, no, man.
You ain't cracking it off. I think a person would last maybe 10 minutes.
I think the producer, but I want to Google this to see. What the, you can Google.
What? The toughest animal in
the world? Yeah, you're right. I can Google. That's correct.
The toughest animal in the world.
I'm going
with the lion.
No, lion.
I don't know that a lion can get through that rhino skin.
Lion's got some agility. It's fast.
I don't know that he can get through that rhino.
Oh, it gets.
Then he gets a little tired. The rhino whacks him off from mouse to
rhino now.
It's a good answer.
Yeah.
Dumb. If the rhino survived and didn't die from wounds,
you know what? Stupid answer.
Oh, it's a quality answer.
Can I just tell you that the person that asked this question, I think it was just to show off how much he knew about Komodo dragons. Because there's like a 4-page long
book report. Komodo dragon ain't winning. That rhino steps on him and goes right on. That
dragon's not winning. That's not the strongest animal.
I'm reading his dissertation right now, and he would beg to differ. He's got pictures of a Komodo dragon eating that goat.
Wait, what's Google saying?
Google's saying the toughest animal is the honey badger.
Yeah, isn't the honey badger like a...
Yeah, but it's small.
A cat? Like a form of the...
I think it's a badger.
It's the most fearless animal on the whole planet.
Well, fearless doesn't mean it's the strongest.
They don't have the tools.
Komodo dragon did make number 7 on the list.
Do most dangerous
give us,
animal.
No, give us the top 5. And we'll pick which one of those.
I can give
you
the top 5, but number 2, I'm not even going to try to say. I've never even heard of it. What is tardigrade?
What's it look like?
TARDIG.
There's no picture.
RADE. No, if there was a picture, I'd show you.
Oh, jeez. All right, hold on. Google. I got to open up. Let's Google again.
Oh, there is a picture way up above it.
It's unbelievable.
Well, tardigrade is a phylum of water dwelling. 8-legged segmented micro animals.
Yeah, that ain't it. That's not even in our battle.
What's this, like poisonous or something?
Probably.
Gave them the name of little water bears.
Oh, they're like microscopic.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. What are you looking at?
Number 3 is the African elephant.
I like the African elephant.
Elephants was
Who's
my
friend in that bad
But
boy
I
guy?
Still think rhino's tougher.
Well, number four is the Cape Buffalo.
According to a moron working
Buffalo.
Google.
Cape Buffalo.
Number Buffalo 5 is saltwater crocodile, so it's out.
That's stupid.
6 is a hippopotamus.
Dumb.
Number 7 is the Komodo dragon.
That's really dumb.
I think more people die from rhinos than...
All right, here we go. Here's the top 5 strongest animals.
Top 5 strongest
based animals. On strength to weight. Number 5, gorilla. Number 4, African elephant. Number 3, leafcutter ant.
Stupid.
Number 2, rhinoceros beetle.
Beetle?
No, stupid.
Number 1, which seems fitting for this podcast, a dung beetle.
Yeah, the beetles are...
I think a gorilla is not a bad choice.
I think gorilla is a decent choice.
Yeah, and they're smart, aren't they?
Right? They have got a little bit of intelligence going for them over the other animals. I think that might be the choice.
There's a Tasmanian devil on this list, too.
Yeah.
Aren't they even... isn't that extinct or something, the Tasmanian devils?
Yeah.
It will be after this battle.
All right, let's take a break. We've been doing this for long enough.
Oh, I'm still looking it up.
All right, we'll do some Googling. He let you take him to Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah. That's what he counts as. He thinks that is like helping me out. Me taking him to Olive Garden.
Yeah, you get a little roach time. It's like a benefit. It's like
roach
a prize.
And breadsticks. What else could you ask
it's
for?
It's like a prize. A lot of people want this time.
All right. So Stubb was doing some Googling over the break.
What's on his head up top there? I caught my head.
How did he cut it?
Somebody freaking lawn?
Did somebody?
I think you're doing that wrong.
Soft spot.
What?
I think you're mowing the long
lawn. I'm freaking back We got the apple orchard back there, and you know why I mowed my lawn? Because the dog continues to roll and crap.
Jeez.
So you mow the lawn because he rolls and crap?
Yeah, because I'm hoping he didn't ever do that before, and now all of a sudden he's rolling and crap. But we that whole back part we stopped mowing because there was no need to.
Oh, I see.
But he could still go into those weeds and...
Maybe you got to shrink up his circle.
Well, why don't you come over and do that for me? Because the circle...
I'm more of an idea guy.
I mowed my lawn and
put in some time.
An idea guy.
I'm trying to help him.
All right, so what did you find out about animals?
All right, let me see if
he already forgot it. He already
finished.
I got it.
Just before we went on break, I got one more, and now we're waiting.
Someone asked a question.
The most dominant land animal? This is a one versus one fight.
See, in a one versus one, that's a whole different because anybody could get taken out by two animals could attack one.
Hey, somebody just pulled in. Do you guys know who that could be?
Nah, we didn't order food.
That's weird.
Well,
we're not missing anybody, are we?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Well, what do you think? One versus one fight, then. Change your tune?
It's not a rat anymore.
No, now I think it could be. But you know what? Rhino didn't make any of your lists.
No, Rhino's solid.
Rhino's underrated. That's why he's the underdog.
I think on a one-on-one, I'm going to go with the African elephant.
That's a good choice. I think that's
they're pretty smart, too, aren't they?
This guy says... A silverback gorilla.
Yeah.
Smartest animal other than the human and has an extremely deep bite. It could kill a hippo in an instant if it were to bite the neck, and it would also be able to kill an elephant in an instant if it was able to get on and bite it in its neck.
I think that's a good choice.
If. A lot of ifs there.
Well, why isn't it getting in there?
Excuse me.
Because he comes in and Rhino runs him down.
Excuse us. We got a live podcast going on right here.
Hey, what's going on?
Is this mic on?
Is my mic on?
No, not yet. Hold on.
He muted your mic.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Good. We're figuring out the mics while we're on the air.
Yeah, hold on. I got to pause the recording to get him back on. Hold on.
We're pausing.
Get Ryan in.
Getting over.
Oh, we're back. Hey, look at that.
Wow. Who's here?
That's our special guest host.
Oh, we have a special guest here.
Hello? Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
All right. Well, let him jump right into the
contest. Ryan, so here's the thing.
I don't think the gorilla can do it.
Can we fix our mics? Do they sound better?
We'll find out when it goes live on Wednesday.
I thought it didn't sound bad last week.
So.
We're taking our chances?
Big arena. One of every land animal. Who wins Battle Royale?
Melee. One-on-one melee. Yeah.
It's all free-for-all.
I said rhino, but dumbass said rat.
No, you said rat.
He said rat.
He said rat or mouse.
Rat or mouse?
Yeah, they're going to hide. Wait for the battles to be over and then come out victorious.
They're not really killing anybody. They're just hiding and waiting.
It doesn't say you have to fight. It just says you're in the melee.
All right, what are the other answers? So we got a rat or a mouse or a rhino.
Roach is saying rhino.
Roach went with rat.
I'm team gorilla.
Oh, he's taking the gorilla.
Oh, because he just heard that info.
He just read the info.
The internet says Komodo dragon.
Komodo dragon, huh.
It doesn't. There's it no can't way. Breathe fire. It's not that kind of dragon.
Is Bigfoot an option?
No, because there isn't one.
He would be an option. But
I think he might be a pacifist.
I don't think he could beat anybody.
No, he's a pacifist.
Although in those Slim Jim commercials, he throws people around and stuff.
Yeah, but he gets tricked by people like playing.
Well, he gets pissed, so he just throws people.
Are humans included as well?
Yeah. Yes, but no weapons.
No weapons?
You're bare.
You're naked in the arena.
That you might scare animals to death. They'd look at us and die on the spot.
Only one of us would have a sword. That'd be me.
What about like a cheetah? It could outrun anything.
I said like a lion or some sort of cat.
There's no way the lion. I think the gorilla beats the lion.
But then I went with it. I read the thing.
I think you got to get rid of anything that hunts in packs. Anything that needs a team.
It's done. That's right. They're done.
So lions are out. Wolves are
out. That's humans.
Humans are out.
Humans are done.
There's got to be some kind of poisonous snake that could just nip the heels of every other animal and they're done.
It's true. The snake is, that's a good one.
Yeah, but one thing, they don't have, you know, unlimited supplies of venom. They take out a couple and then they got to rebuild.
Well, they're hiding with the mouse after that and waiting for the rest to the go mouse, down.
When the mouse realizes that, he takes a shot at its neck.
The mouse is blind. The
mouse is going to take a shot at a snake.
Oh, he's going to bite his neck.
Do you know how the food chain works?
Well, it might be a rat. Coach brought up the rat. I didn't say the rat.
No, I didn't.
The mouse is going to be inside the snake. That's yeah. where the mouse
right
that's
where the mouse loses.
Right where he wants to be. That's where all the organs are.
Well,
all right. So if you have to be the human in this melee and you can only pick one weapon, what would it be?
Machine gun. Machine gun.
That's a good choice.
Not a machine gun.
Box of grenades.
Oh, what do you want? A grenade? You're going to throw a grenade and then...
Not a grenade. I want like 1,000 grenades.
We have every animal on Earth.
Every animal on Earth is
in there. I go to the one side and I start chucking them for dear life.
What side? You're in an arena. There's
you go
no
up against
room.
A wall.
You're up against the wall and there's a freaking...
You just start chucking them in a circle.
Silverback gorilla right next to you.
Well, you got to try to hope you can get to a wall and get protected. I mean, I think gun, you know... If you're going with a...
I got my machine gun. These animals
are
dumb.
How about a Gatling gun or something?
I shoot a bunch of them in front of me, and then they say, whoa.
What about an Apache helicopter?
This is our most PETA-friendly episode, I think.
What about, what about a gladiator?
We don't want to kill the animals. This is about survival.
In this melee, right? It ain't one of us.
Dead in seconds.
You don't send your scrubs.
No, right. We're right? sending Dwayne the Rock Johnson in.
You know, he's an actor. That's all fake. You send in.
I want to see
a gladiator with a sword that can handle a sword.
Dear Dwayne the Rock Johnson, no. Grumpy old man just said you're fake.
Our first YouTube clip is going to be Dwayne the Rock Johnson punching.
Is an actor
punching Grumpy old man as hard as he can.
Yeah, who would win in a fight, speed round, Grumpy old man or Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
I'm going to go with Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah, I'm going with Rock.
What are you talking about? He's an actor. You said they're lazy.
Yeah, I still could kick your butt.
I would never say that to the Rock's face.
Rock, you are very active. You're not lazy at all, buddy. I think I'm pretty sure I won that round.
Hey, here's a question for you. Do you want to keep going on the animal track or do you want to go on the fight track?
Fight track. Let's go with a fight.
All right, you guys.
I'm right now. I like to punch Roach right in the head.
You guys know James Bond.
The James
Not
Bond.
Not personally,
which
but
James
the
Bond
movie.
Are we going with
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery? Anybody?
We'll get there.
Okay. Roger Moore.
You guys know Jason Bourne.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Who wins in a fight?
Jason Bourne.
Oh, Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
That's easy.
Sean Connery's old. He's
I think it's closer than you're making it out, though.
Is he dead right now?
No. Jason Bourne.
The thing with Bond though is that he's got all the gadgets. He's got all the gizmos.
Yeah,
he's got a whole team behind him. Isn't Jason Bourne off the grid fighting for himself?
His team's against him.
Jason Bourne is like a machine.
Yeah, they get in the same room. It's over.
It's over. I agree.
Yeah, I agree too.
Dumb question. You got something else?
yeah, let's keep going the fight round.
Yeah, let's keep fighting.
Who would win in a plastic knife fight? The Queen of England or Betty White?
Oh, Betty White kicks her ass.
Queen of England.
What?
She's
Betty White. It's Betty White.
Almost dead, isn't she?
Have you seen
so
the
queen?
She may be dead.
She's a little bit more.
They put a mirror under her.
She's more agile than Betty White?
I think so.
Wait, whoa, time out. How can Grumpy Old Man say that Dwayne The Rock Johnson is just a lazy actor and then completely flop his logic and say that Betty White is active and she's going to kick the queen's butt?
Yeah, because you know what? The queen is an actor too. Let's be honest.
Oh, boy.
Shots fired.
Oh, boy.
I disagree with this.
American Revolution Part 3.
Conversation.
You disagree?
I am all in favor of the queen. God save the queen.
Betty White's
kicking
the queen's butt.
Our listenership's up
5%. God save the queen. We love you, England.
Come on. Betty White's
being
the queen.
You know what our listenership
I do love England.
When I start talking about the crown, too.
Oh, the crown.
That's what it is.
No, you bad-mouthed it.
Did you put the crown in the episode notes for one of our episodes or something?
I
fixed it. I fixed it.
Maybe that's why it's
I dissed
spiked.
The crown, and now I'm back in again.
He's back in again.
Except...
No, what I'm saying is maybe it spiked because people were looking for shows about the crown, And then they realize this is
inexplicably
dumb.
I have to wonder what the viewership in England, because how could you be involved in that in your country and then watch a show about it?
It would be torture, wouldn't it? Well, we watch crap about our presidents all the time.
Not me.
Oh, boy. Of course you don't.
Well, what stuff about the president? I don't even watch the news.
You didn't watch Lincoln?
The movie? I haven't seen it. No.
The movie? You don't watch any historical movies?
I haven't seen Lincoln.
You don't watch that wasn't the question.
That wasn't the question.
That was a complete dodge of the question, actually.
I've seen historical movies.
What do you think this is?
The Crown is historical.
Isn't it just a show, or is it supposed to be a recreation?
Oh, my. You know what? He's too stupid to talk.
I thought it was just a soap opera of the...
It's pretty accurate.
It's an accurate soap opera.
Yep, kind of like it is.
Back to the question, though. Me and Roach say Betty White all the way.
Oh, Betty White all the way.
Yeah, she's seen stuff in movies, acted stuff in movies.
I'm going Queen now because Grumpy Old Man said actors are lazy.
Yeah. I think the Queen's an actress, too.
Yeah, how is she an actress?
She's pretending she's ahead of a country, and she's not.
Oh, boy.
You should watch The Crown. It gives you a lot of good information.
I did watch The Crown.
Oh, you did? Oh, that was good.
Is it tea time yet?
Those 5% gains just went through the floor.
Ryan, did you bring any crumpets?
Ryan, the 5% equals like 4 people.
Oh, that's
quadruple our
audience.
I don't get why you guys assume that they're not going to be... They live through this every day in England, that they aren't totally annoyed by the whole Queen and thing, too.
They're as annoyed as we are with it.
We as America, or we as YouTube? I don't think anybody's annoyed as YouTube.
They're on TV like, where's the Prime Minister? Why is this old lady on TV? She doesn't do anything to do with it.
Please send your hate mail care of Roach. Grumpy Old Man and Roach.
Yeah.
At 4FatGuysShow.
I kind of would like some hate mail. Like a physical piece of hate mail? That would kind of be nice.
Any attention, some attention, you know?
Look, we just got our listenership up in England, and now you two got all
this. No, I'm saying you guys just assume that...
Maybe it's up because we went after The Crown.
I don't assume anything. I'm just saying Betty White looks like she's in worse shape than the Queen.
Oh, come on. She does.
When's the last time you saw Betty White?
She's still doing TV shows.
Yeah. No, she isn't.
Didn't you guys see the Snickers commercials?
Didn't they just roast Betty White on TV like 3 months ago?
Can we all just pause for a second? Ryan's been on the air for 10 minutes and he's already bored.
He's done.
He's on his phone.
He's already back on his phone.
Are we doing a podcast?
What's the movie that Claire Foy is going to be in? Is it Foy? She's in a new movie with somebody. I just heard about it today.
Ryan, if you're going to Google, don't bother because we tried that.
I couldn't find
apparently
it.
Apparently the news isn't on Google. All right, well, Ryan Googles, I got another question for you.
Yeah, all right, let's get another question. Betty White, hands down.
No, I just saw it today.
Oh, Betty White, we win.
Shut up, stupid.
Would you rather, this is going to be such a
the one where she plays Janet Armstrong in First Man.
Oh, the First Man, yeah.
That looks good, too.
The First Man, what's that?
That's
Neil Armstrong.
It's
Ryan Reynolds.
We're not going to go watch that because we lived it. Well, I didn't live it. But
it's not Ryan Reynolds, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Ryan
Gosling. Oh, yeah, Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
No, it's a Ryan.
No, we got a Ryan. You got to be clear on that.
Round to the nearest Ryan.
Let's just say I got them confused because both of them look like me.
Okay.
That's so funny.
All right, what's our question? Is this our last question?
I don't know. It depends. I'm tired.
Wait, are we allowed to watch First Man since it's about American history?
We don't watch that stuff here? Read a book. All right.
I'm just saying. I would go see
First Man. That looks kind of
Would you rather have to begin every sentence you say for the rest of your life with, hey, idiot?
I'm in, yes.
Or that's end every sentence with, haha, I was just kidding.
Hey, idiot.
Yeah. Hey, idiot feels like the right choice, but really think about it. Every sentence you say to everyone for the rest of your life.
That only means Jeff has to... Double the amount of hey idiots he does.
It's not even double.
Do you know why I pulled you over? Hey, idiot. No, I don't.
He's got a good point there.
Well, what are they going to do? They're going to laugh. The thing is, it's all how you say it. I say it affectionately to Roach. Yeah. Hey, idiot. How you doing, buddy?
But then again, can I see your license and registration? Yeah, sure. Just kidding.
that isn't helping either.
Yeah. Both ways is bad.
Do you, Ryan, take this woman. Hey, idiot. Yeah.
Yeah, but
or,
you know.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Just kidding. either one with my wife. She's used to it. She would take neither as an insult.
I don't.
Yeah, for us, for the three older guys, it's probably not as big of a deal. But these two, they could still be interviewing for jobs in the future. Yeah.
Hey, idiot, I'd love to work for your company.
Yeah.
Just
kidding.
You couldn't even preface it with, so listen, here, I have this disease where I say, hey, idiot, in front of everything.
No, you have because to start with.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. You couldn't even preface it because you'd say, hey, idiot, I have this problem where I say, hey, idiot, in front of everything I say.
And they'd be like,
or, hey, I have this disease. Just kidding.
<Yeah. laughs> Hey, speaking of diseases, I don't think I've mentioned it yet on this episode.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
I got the diabetes.
Wow. Oh. Almost over 45 minutes.
Why would you mention it?
Yeah, can we go one show?
Listen, I have listeners that expect to hear that from me. So
it's totally off topic.
I just got 12 tweets from England.
It doesn't make any sense.
Hey, idiots, I got the diabetes. How's that? Is that better?
It doesn't make any sense when you just say it to say it.
Yeah,
if it comes up in conversation, that's one thing.
Well, I don't really have any conversation to...
You know, if I had to say, hey, idiot, that was my thing. Roach wouldn't even know that I had to say it.
He wouldn't know you had a disorder.
Yeah, it would be like normal.
He'd just be used to it.
What's new? What's different?
I'm pretty sure that's what he said when I got in the truck from the doctors. Hey, idiot, what did they say?
probably did. All
right, I got one last question for you guys.
All right.
Would you rather always have hiccups forever or...
I think
always...
we did this one too, didn't
we?
Yeah,
we did.
You guys don't know because I only asked one question. I'm done. Screw this show.
Yeah, how can you...
That's it?
Can you hear the whole question?
All right, would you rather always have hiccups forever or always feel like you have to sneeze but can't?
Wait, I think we did this one.
We did do this, didn't we?
I don't think so. I don't
know. Bite me. How about that?
I'd rather sneeze than feel like I have to sneeze because then your nose just itches all the time.
That sucks.
But think about...
Especially when you don't sneeze. It's great when you sneeze. It's a good feeling. But if you have that... I'm going to sneeze, and then it doesn't come.
Forever.
Then you're just like, oh.
Consider how much your chest hurts, though, after you've been hiccuping for a long time.
How hard do you hiccup?
It hurts bad.
You know what? I got a question. To go along with our poop stories.
Okay.
You know, our fans love to hear about it.
Yes.
Ryan's one of Ryan's favorite topics.
I hate poop hour.
I would like a ranking of sex, a good meal, and a good dump.
Exactly in the order you just put them.
Yes. I agree.
I don't know. Sometimes when you get that release from a dump, Roach, that's pretty good.
Yeah, but that is after the good meal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going in that order, too.
Yeah.
You can't get much better than that. That's a trifecta.
I don't know. The older you get. Well, yeah, if you get all three. You could only... Yeah, see, you can't...
You can only get one, then I'll take the diarrhea, but still get to have sex with my wife. I don't care about a good dump. At that point...
What about a good meal, though? The older you get, the more important those good meals are.
The four fat guys.
Meals
that is the most four fat guys answer there could be. a meal.
Can I give a
are
quick...
Are you talking dinosaurs there?
Quick shout out as I... Quickly try to divert us off.
We got to go to dinosaurs.
Fecal matter before we end.
To this weekend.
Yeah. Shout out to @podcast_tutor for offering to help us with our audio issues. If it's not fixed, I blame Josh.
Ryan said tutor.
Hate mail. 4fatguysshow@gmail.com.
Yeah, that was nice.
But appreciate the offer.
You know what? We're too stupid to have them help us.
I have another shout out. I had an interaction with K-Dub, where she said she would like to send in toilet paper, 5 different brands, and have us do some sort of test to give some feedback. She said we talk about the
scrunch,
the act enough.
Okay, I'm down with that. I would be okay with that.
We go generally with the single ply, the cheapest.
We go with Scott's.
What kind of monster goes with the cheapest toilet paper they can find?
The monster I live with.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Guys, I just want you to know, the hardest part of this job is not setting up these mics. Clearly, that's easy. It's picking an episode title. You guys have gotten way better at giving me episode titles.
I think K-Dub should send us some toilet paper.
We got a handful of Vaseline.
I still don't get the scrunch
thing. I'll do it right here in the studio, too. I don't care.
I'll tell you what.
How are you doing this?
Using the single ply gets you prepared for the diarrhea all the time. You get a little used to the roughness.
Is the single ply just a single knife?
You know what? I will say this, too, that the soft, we don't ever get the soft deodorant-y kind. Like,
no,
you know, that,
we get the Scots. Which
we
is
get the
Scots.
Cheap.
That's what we get, the Scots. Everybody gets the Scots.
Yeah.
But no, everybody doesn't get the Scots.
Oh,
you go to BJ's, you buy like 48 rolls.
You know what happens to me when we're used to the Scots? We get the Scots, and then every once in a while, she'll throw in one of those cotton ones, you know? And I end up having a wad way too big.
Yeah.
Oh, because you just get the roll spinning.
Yeah, because I'm used to the single ply, so I'm...
You got it all either.
You know, it's muscle memory.
You reach in there, you're not sure you got it all because you don't kind of have the same
feel. You can't tell if you made contact.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, how about
that's the whole problem with the scrunch.
I'm pulling the ripcord, Ryan.
Yeah, we got to come back.
Pull it. Pull it.
We got to come back to this.
Oh, my God. Goodbye.
See ya.
Just sucked.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.